The 13th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the feast of the wedding at Cana of Galilee. The church celebrates today one of the seven minor feasts of the Lord, which is the feast of the wedding at Cana in Galilee. This was the beginning of signs and wonders that Lord Jesus did in Cana and manifested his glory and power over everything. Because of it, his disciples believed in him, and he opened the door of faith to others by changing the water into wine. By his presence in the wedding, Jesus blessed the sacrament of marriage, which he established in the church and made it a holy mystery. Our teacher, St. Paul, later on confirmed this by saying, "This," meaning marriage, "is a great mystery. The bond of Christian marriage can only be broken by infidelity or death, for what God has joined together, let not man separate." In spite of the Lord Christ changing the water into wine at the wedding of Cana, according to the customs of the Jews, he warns us from drunkenness, that he chastises those who eat and drink with the drunkards. Our teacher, St. Paul, warns us from being drunk with wine by saying, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation," and forbade us from socializing with drunkards and not even to eat with such a person. Solomon the sage admonished those who drink wine, saying, "Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Those who linger long at the wine." May our Lord Jesus Christ bless us as he blessed the wedding at Cana of Galilee. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 304 AD, the pure saint Demiana was martyred. The princess of the Egyptian martyrs, Saint Demiana, was a chaste virgin, the daughter of Mark, the governor of Albarolos, El Zafaran and Wadi El Saisaban. Demiana was born in the latter part of the 3rd century, and she was the only child to her parents, and they raised her up in a true Christian upbringing. When she grew up, she decided to live a life of virginity, and her father approved her wish. He built for her a palace where she could live with her 40 virgin friends, and they spent their time in fasting, prayers, and reading the Holy Scriptures. One day, she heard that Emperor Diocletian had forced her father to raise incense for the idols, and she was very upset. However, she and her virgins prayed for her father's sake. She rushed to meet him when he came home and rebuked him by saying, "I would have preferred to hear about your death rather than to hear that you have renounced your Christian faith." Her father was regretful, and in haste, he went back to Diocletian and confessed the Lord Christ before him. The emperor tried with friendliness to persuade him to abandon his Christian faith, but when the governor refused, Diocletian ordered to have him beheaded, and he received the crown of martyrdom. When Diocletian knew that Demiana, Mark's daughter, was the reason of her father renouncing the Roman pagan idols, he sent an army captain and 100 soldiers to her to force her to denounce her Christian faith. But she rebuked the captain with steadfastness in her Christianity. He severely tormented her with different kinds of tortures, but the Lord strengthened and healed her. And finally, the captain ordered her beheaded, along with the 40 virgins, and another 400 were also martyred, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Theophilus the monk departed. He was the only son of a king of one of the Roman islands. Theophilus left his father's house and went to Egypt, seeking monasticism. He went to El Zugag, the so-called glass monastery nearby Alexandria. Saint Bakhtur, the abbot of the monastery, received Theophilus, and upon discussing the motives and desires of Theophilus to be a monk, indeed put upon him the monastic scheme. 10 years later, some soldiers sent by his fathers came and took him by force to the palace of his father. When Theophilus arrived there, his father rejoiced greatly. Theophilus started to preach to his father to care for his personal salvation, clarifying to his father the vanity of this world. His words touched his father's heart, and so his father, the king, took off the crown from his head and relinquished his throne to his brother. Saint Theophilus returned with his father to El Zugag Monastery, and his father became a monk there. As for the mother of this saint, she became a nun in one of the convents around Alexandria, and they all lived an ascetic life in worship and in virtue until the end of their lives. When Saint Theophilus completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.